USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ida made landfall in Louisiana as a hurricane, bringing lots of heavy rain and strong winds with it. Cajun Navy Relief President Colleen Udell explains how her organization is helping those impacted by the storm on America's Newsroom.
We've done water rescues and been working with Lafitte to help do wellness checks. Our partner organization, Britmore Rescue, has been down there this morning. We may be sending a couple of boats their way. That is still up in the air. Our operations are switching to chainsaw operations this morning as well in the Luling area.
At least two people died in Louisiana from the hurricane. President Biden set to address the nation following the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan later today, the Pentagon announcing the final withdrawal of American troops on Monday. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The United States has met today's deadline for withdrawing American troops from Afghanistan after the Taliban took over the country. Indiana Congressman Jim Banks, a veteran who served in Afghanistan, talks about Americans who are still in Afghanistan today on Fox News.
I don't know if Speaker Pelosi's in Washington or not. I'm guessing she's not. But Republicans are here demanding accountability and demanding that that the Congress do whatever it can to support this administration to get every American out of Afghanistan. While the administration is claiming victory, there are still Americans who have been left behind.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says many Americans who remain in Afghanistan chose to stay because they have deep roots and extended families. Those with eligible computers can get a free Windows 11 upgrade beginning October 5th. Microsoft saying some of the new features include new sounds and a redesigned start menu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
The rescue efforts in Louisiana continue after Hurricane Ida.
Thousands in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Ida slammed into the state on Sunday. Regional power supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the areas hardest hit by the storm. Lieutenant General Russell Honore was in charge of the military relief efforts following Hurricane Katrina and tells CNBC that while many aspects of infrastructure were improved after Katrina, the impact of Ida shows that more work still needs to be done in regards to the power grid.
We know Mother Nature can break anything built by man, and it has a great way of breaking electrical grids and the towers that bring the power into the city. While we re-engineered things when it came to levees after Katrina, it goes to show we still got work to do on the grid and how we manage power, how we get it in.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca is requiring all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus if they plan on returning to the workplace or need to interact with customers. Though AstraZeneca manufactures its own vaccine for use in approved countries, the shot has not been approved for use in the United States, meaning its U.S. employees will need to get a vaccine made by one of the company's competitors, such as Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.